Story number one. I've debated sharing yet because I'd hate for our success to be minimized and poo-pooed. We've come through so much, and I know for sure that Joe's protocol along with Jane's protocol have been key. Well, here it is. My husband collapsed October 1st, 2018, and was diagnosed with a large, rare brain tumor. Gross total resection within a few hours because it was fully blocking the flow of cerebral spinal fluid in his brain, and he was at risk of sudden death. At 6 feet tall and after 40 days in hospital, he was down to 124 pounds, lost ability to swallow, talk, and walk for the first couple weeks. Swallow only returned by about day 30 or so. Guys, it was so awful. But we believed God had good plans for my husband and stood determined to get better. They said no chemo could help, and radiation was a 50-50 chance of being helpful. There's no major research to go on because this tumor was so rare. We opted not to do radiation. My husband was back talking, walking, driving, and working in February. And by March, a routine MRI found that stupid tumor had fully returned and was about to kill him. The hospital experience had been so full of mistakes and pain for him, he refused surgery, and we learned about and started both Joe's and Jane's protocols. Unfortunately, the tumor was too big and fully blocked the brain again. Ambulance trip followed by him coding was so scary, and I was told that I could let him pass peacefully. I refused. I asked my husband to do it all again for me, for our kids, and for our new baby. I was crying. He did it. Another gross total resection, and the MRI the day after showed they got 95% of it. Lost swallow, etc., but regained it and went home to recover after only 20 days. Here's where the protocol comes in. He had no treatment and no MRI for 2 months after surgery because they wanted him to gain weight and strength to prepare for radiation. At the 2 month mark, a pre-radiation MRI showed zero growth. No change. Guys, based on the aggressive nature of that tumor the first time, we'd have expected to see at least some growth, but we had hit it hard with daily fenbendazole and the full Joe's protocol, and I'd made a metro map for him, and it was clearly working. During radiation, he had no nausea or headaches, brain swelling that they expected, and I'm sure it's again because of the meds and supplements from Joe's and Jane's protocols. My husband is home and walking, talking, driving, starting to volunteer at his old job, and is able to be part of our family. We get to keep him rather than letting him pass peacefully, and he's never stopping the fenbendazole. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Redacted and Redacted. So much heartache the last few years, and especially the last one. Shortly after my husband came home the second time, I lost the baby he fought to live for. But today, we listen to the heartbeat of a beautiful rainbow baby I'm carrying now. There is hope, so much hope. Story number two, December 26, 2019. My husband woke from a nap and was unable to answer questions appropriately. Off to the ER we go. They found a mass in his left upper lobe, lung, a large mass in left side of his brain and several other lesions. December 28, 2019, we were transferred to St. Joseph Hospital, Barrow Neurological Center, in Phoenix, Arizona. December 29, 2019 to January 2, 2020, met a multitude of physicians that are all very knowledgeable, caring, and skilled at their area of profession. January 3, 2020. All consent signed, pre-op complete. He goes in for removal of the brain mass in 2 hours and 9 minutes. Please pray. We started Joe's protocol on Saturday, December 28, 2019. I honestly believe that between God, Jesus Christ, Joe's protocol, and the amazing team of doctors and healthcare workers, we will be free of cancer. Update, January 3, 2020. I just spoke with the neurosurgeon. They removed all of the tumor. No surprises. God is good. Thank you for all of your prayers. God hears them. God bless you all. prayers to everyone here, to the ones that are fighting the cancer and the loved ones that are by their sides.